This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to get straight to our guest right now, Adrian Norman, a good friend, and great to have you on the show again, Adrian. He's a writer for the Epoch Times on Twitter at Adrian Norman DC. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, you too. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I want to get your thoughts real quick on this testimony tomorrow. We definitely can see the political grandstanding start. And by that, I mean, I actually think that right now on CNN, they're role-playing how Mueller might respond to questions from lawmakers. So we haven't had the testimony yet, but CNN is hypothesizing what that might look like. What are your expectations for what we are going to hear tomorrow?
Based on how the Kavanaugh hearing was handled and how these things go, I think it's going to be chaos. I think Special Counsel Mueller is going to pretty much stick to the script and stick to the parameters of the report. The DOJ just issued a letter advising him to do exactly that today, so I wouldn't expect a lot from him, but we can expect Democrats to try to bait him into going off scripts. We can expect them to try to get him to say something that can be used as fodder for impeachment. And really, that's what this whole thing is about. This is political circus. It's political theater. It's designed for public perception, because even though they say they don't want to impeach the president right now, that's exactly what they want to do. They just don't have the public support. As of today, public support is only 11% for moving forward with impeachment hearings. So they're hoping that if people can hear Special Counsel Mueller say something in his own words, even if he's just reading verbatim from the report itself, that could be used in clips that can be played, obviously, nonstop on CNN, MSNBC with their pundits mischaracterizing it to try to change public opinion and sway people toward their side to give them some sort of support for impeachment. If that fails, they're also going to try to use these clips to run in the campaigns of Democrats who are running in the 2020 election. Again, this has nothing to do with justice, nothing to do with fact-finding or getting a better understanding of the truth. This is pure politics, 100%.
I completely agree with you, Adrian. I want to encourage people to go to the Epoch Times and check out Adrian's pieces there, Adrian Norman, D.C. on Twitter. Do you think that there's an opportunity for the Republican House members to ask questions that might reveal other things that people haven't maybe paid as much attention to in the Mueller report? Or do you think that the Democrats are going to be overshadowing this hearing?
Yeah, that's the flip side of the coin. I mean, this knife cuts both ways when they wanted to have this hearing. It could backfire spectacularly against Democrats. GOP lawmakers are probably going to focus on the origins of the investigation. Was this investigation, like, is Attorney General Barr stated previously, adequately predicated or not? What led to this? Why was his team stacked with all Democrats, a lot of them who actually donated money to the Clinton campaign? It's his political adversaries. You know, there are a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of things that were left out. This started with Special Counsel Mueller looking into Russian collusion, but the only evidence we have of collusion happened on the other side, with the Hillary Clinton campaign funding a dossier that was, you know, paid for with money from her money in the DNC that used Russian spies to generate this unverified, salacious dossier that was used to start this entire thing. So I don't know what's going to come out of it tomorrow, but I think we're going to see some fireworks on both sides.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to be covering it live here on FM News Talk 97.1 for all the listeners to be sure to tune in from the very beginning, and we will have it until the very end. So be sure to be with us tomorrow on 97.1. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about a story that has had some legs in the last week or so, but I really want to get your opinion on this. Listen to President Trump talking about the squad and how he feels they care for our country.
Well, I think they're very bad for our country. I really think they must hate our country. I think the four congressmen we're talking about, the congresswomen, what they've said about Israel, what they've said about our country, when they talk about disgusting people, when they talk the way they talk, when the one mentioned that brown people should speak for brown people, and Muslim people should speak for Muslim people. And you hear all this. It's not what our country is all about.
I thought that was President Trump articulating that point the best I've heard him put it out there so far. What's your reaction to the back and forth between the president and these congresswomen? And if you think it's going to have an impact going into 2020?
You know, there's been a big fuss over his statements last week. You know, everybody at this point has heard about the tweet saying, you know, you should go back to your country. It was a little ill-informed because only one of those congressional women were actually from another country. But I understand the point.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't making a racial argument. The president didn't bring up race. He was stating something very clearly, referencing something that most of the country already knows, which is, look, there are radical Democrats in office right now. And a lot of these people, including the four that he was referencing, hate this country. So we've gotten away from how the parties used to be, where Republicans and Democrats together had a basic respect and understanding for the values of the nation. And we were working to devise solutions to solve those problems. We now have a conversation happening where one party believes that America itself is an idea is fundamentally flawed. They hate the idea of America. They hate what it stands for. They think it was born in sin and is irredeemable, so it needs to be deconstructed and destroyed and replaced with something else. That's why we have this push towards socialism. That's why, you know, if we look at the symbols, they're trying to destroy every symbol of America. They're trying to destroy the flag. They're trying to destroy the Betsy Ross flag. They're going after every founder as just white supremacists and saying this nation was founded in white supremacy. They're literally trying to destroy the country to push their own agenda. So everything that they're doing is anti-American. Mm. Just look at how they talk about the country. Look at what they discuss. There's very little to suggest that they actually love this country and just want to solve our problems. So from that standpoint, you know, I can't even fault the president for what he said. It's fairly clear that they're anti-American, and he makes a good point. If you think it's so much better somewhere else, go over there. If you think your ideas will work, go try your ideas out somewhere else and come back and tell us how it works. I don't really have a problem with the president's comments because I understand where he was coming from when he made those comments. I don't think those comments are racist.
We're speaking with Adrian Norman, a writer for the Epoch Times, on Twitter at Adrian Norman DC. Do you think that the efforts that are being made by these four congresswomen specifically, the idea of race is being brought up, the persons of color, the women of color reference is being said quite a bit, but it's always coming from their side of the conversation. And the thing that makes me cringe the most about that is that in a country where we still do have racism that exists in various places that hasn't been extinguished yet, it really, in my opinion, diminishes our ability to call out true actual racism when it happens. It kind of waters down the whole accusation. What's your assessment on if they're crying wolf a little bit too much here, or if they're doing anything to further the cause to fight against racism in America?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head because, you know, it is a little bit of a case of the boy crying wolf. And for years now, you know, the left tends to play the race card anyway. But since Trump came on the scene, you know, they've used it exhaustively. So we've gotten into a circumstance now where people have heard accusations, false accusations of racism so much, we've become completely desensitized to it. And the people who are going to hurt the most are the victims of actual racism. And I think it's I don't know how that's going to rear its ugly head, but those chickens are going to come home to roost one day. And now, you know, Charlie Kirk once said, you know, if everybody's a racist, nobody's a racist.
Yeah.
And that's the effect it's had. They've used it so much and overplayed this card. Everybody's tired of hearing it. And that's exactly why the other day Cory Booker had to say that the president was worse than a racist, because now everybody's heard racist so much it has zero impact on him. So I don't think it's going to have any impact headed into 2020. Since this controversy broke last week, President Trump's approval rating went from 46% up to 50%. Meanwhile, those Democrats he talked about are polling as low as 9%. So the president made those statements on Twitter is a calculated move, because when this controversy broke, you know, everybody stopped talking about his new immigration policy, which was going to allow officials to remove illegal aliens in days without the need for an immigration judge. There are other things that this accomplished, and it also forced the Democratic Party to rally around its most radical elements, which again gives them a real bad look headed into 2020. And further, I think it's further evidence that barring some major catastrophe, a Trump victory in 2020 is guaranteed, and all but guaranteed, I'll say, but it's probably going to be a huge landslide.
Adrian, it's a really interesting take on it, and I agree with you completely. Last question for you before I let you go. Do you believe that Donald Trump is adequately speaking to the minorities in our country? Does he need to do more? Is his message reaching communities outside of those that would be predictably GOP?
Yeah, I think he's doing everything he can. I think he's trying to reach out. And if you look at his policies, the policies have benefited minority communities. Black unemployment, all-time low. Hispanic unemployment, all-time low. Female unemployment, all-time low. Criminal justice reform, he pushed through. He's also started the urban revitalization plan, where they're putting $100 billion into the community. I know people who are personally involved in this. I've been on some of the phone calls, the conference calls, where things are happening. So things are literally happening around the country. But, you know, because the media is controlled by the left, they don't want to give him his due. So he still has to work extra hard to kind of overcome this negative perception that's put out there by his political opposition. But, you know, after 8 years of a black president under Obama, the black people across America were far worse off than when he took office. So I think President Trump is making efforts to reach out. He has a lot of resistance. A lot of that resistance is completely unwarranted, but hey, that's just politics in America.
Do you feel as though the people in those communities that he has been making those efforts that the media won't cover, does that resonate with them?
It's resonating with somebody, because we study see approval ratings, particularly within the black community, rising for the president. When he took office, I think his approval, he only had 8% of blacks who were in support of him. That number, depending on what survey you're looking at, is now between 32% and 40%.
That's wild.
So, yeah, it is. So the message is still getting through, and I think that people are starting to wake up, and people are starting to do the homework and fact check and learn what's really happening out there, and sidestep the mainstream media's narrative, which is not why they're trying to crack down on conservatives on social media, because that's what's driving a lot of this. That's what's allowing people to circumvent the gatekeepers and find access to real information that's unfiltered and unbiased.
Well, that's
I think that trend's going to continue.
That's why we love having your voice on here. I really want to encourage people to follow you, Adrian Norman, on Facebook, also on Twitter at Adrian Norman DC, and you read your stuff at the Epoch Times, because I think I prefer to listen to voices like yours, where I don't feel as though you're being prepackaged for me to deliver to my listeners. I'm getting to listen to what a person who's involved and active in this process, using their own brain to think and to speak. And it's just an honor to be able to have you on here. And we look forward to having you on here again soon.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate that. And enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.